We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
For a
there you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this
with Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Angela Yee is out. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Not just any Tuesday. Today is June 19th. Okay, a.k.a. Juneteenth. Drop on the clues bombs for Juneteenth. Today marks the last day of slavery, because on this date in 1865, the last slaves in Texas and the Confederate South were free. So drop on the clues bomb for Juneteenth, okay? Act like you off the boat today. Act like you out of chains today. Don't be a slave to your own devices today. And every day, by the way.
All right. And also, let's start off by saying rest in peace to XXXTentacion. Yesterday, he was killed, leaving a motorcycle shot.
Yeah, rest in peace to that young man. Hate to hear tragic situations like that. Mm-hmm. Even if they're expected. Because oftentimes I keep telling y'all over and over that the energy you put out is the energy that you get back in life. But one thing that I saw yesterday that was kind of ridiculous to me is I kept seeing people talk about how negative he was, even though he was trying to make a change and, you know, the bad things that he's done in his life. Those people that killed him are just as bad. And that's who they need to be focusing on getting off the street at this moment in time. Because a person that'll run up on you in broad daylight and do that to him will do that to you as well.
Yeah.
You know? So stop all that yapping about how negative a person Extension was. And let's start talking about the people who actually killed him. All right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are talking about how negative he was and how he was a devil worshiper. But, you know, talking to my kids, because my kids really loved his music and really followed him, were telling me that he changed. He changed his life. He started being way more positive. You know, started praying for people and trying to squash beef. They said his music was changing. You know, the man was leaving a motorcycle shop and they believe was robbed and killed for no apparent reason, you know. And it's sad, you know, because, you know, sometimes you just go out and just want to go to a motorcycle store. Just want to run out and don't think you need security and you just, you know, want to live your normal life.
And you have that right.
Somebody wants to take something from you. And, you know, the young man was only 20 years old and had a huge future and was a great musician and he'll never get to see any of that.
Yeah,
you know?
20 years old is just a comma, a semicolon in your life. Well, it should be.
It's just a baby.
You know what I'm saying? You should keep going. You should be able to keep growing and keep evolving. You know, right. like Muhammad Ali said, the man who was the same at 50 as he was at 30 wasted 20 years of his life. I'm sure that young man would have grown and evolved if he was allowed the chance to.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know the brother. Didn't know him personally. Don't really know too much about him professionally. But I do know that the people that killed him are just as bad as you may think that young brother was.
Yeah.
So what y'all need to do at this moment in time is focus on getting those people that killed him off the street before they kill somebody else, possibly you or somebody you love.
Absolutely.
You hear me, Florida?
And it's crazy because, you know, people from Florida have been doing their own investigation and feel like they found a person and people have been coming up and leaving comments on their Instagram to say we didn't do it and this, that, and the other. But we'll get into that in the rumors, I'm sure.
And they probably have. You know what I'm saying? The streets always know before everybody else knows.
Absolutely.
So, once again, the people that killed Extension...
In broad daylight.
In broad daylight are just as bad, if not worse, as you think Extension was. You know what I mean? Because I haven't heard of Extension killing anybody.
Yeah.
All right? So, you know, y'all need to do your due diligence and get those people off the street.
Yeah, very sad. Very, very sad. All right, now, J-Rock will be joining us this morning.
My guy J-Rock will be here.
The first person to sign to TDE's label, which opened up the doors for Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, SZA, and a host of others.
And he put out a great album this past Friday that seems to have gotten lost a little bit amongst the Nas, Kanye album and the Jay-Z, Beyonce album. But J-Rock's Redemption is a very, very, very tough album. So we need that brother to come on here and tell you about his album Redemption this morning.
All right. So when we come back, we got front page news. We'll give you some more details of what happened with XXXXYON and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, your President Donald Trump.
So the celebrity in chief, Dope 45.
He wants to make sure that we are covered and safe in space.
I love it.
He wants to make sure our military is protecting us in space, and he spoke about it yesterday.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces.
Oh, I love it. Listen, Thanos is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Thanos. You Earthlings need a humbling, and I can't wait. Let's be clear. That's how a lot of wars are going to be fought in the future. You know, people sending nuclear missiles through space. Nobody pulling up on the shores of America to attack us no more. And if it's not other countries, it's going to be aliens. Thanos and them coming. So if the Space Force don't work, you know, Donald Trump or whatever president needs to assemble a team of superheroes to fight off all the attacks that could be coming from outer space.
That'll work. The superhero thing, yeah.
The Avengers. Yes.
Now, for all you video game addicts or if your children are very, very into video games, they said yesterday compulsive game playing is now a mental health condition.
No, really. We're just realizing that. Yes, it's an addiction, of course.
Now, they're saying that increased playing games can have disturbed sleep patterns, diet problems, meaning overweight, and deficiency in physical activity. So if your kid is playing too many games, too much gaming, or into the games too much, you need to slow him down or stop him.
And by the way, adults, you're sitting there looking at your kids saying, damn, they got a problem. Damn, they're addicted. Meanwhile, you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else all day, every day as well. Okay?
Mental disorder?
That's a mental disorder as well.
All right.
Anytime you're a slave to any type of device, that's a mental disorder.
And lastly, rapper XXXTentacion was killed yesterday. He was went to a motorcycle shop in Florida, close to South Beach, and when he got out, they said two masked men came up to him and shot him and took his Louis Vuitton bag. So more details are coming out, so we'll let you know. But he has passed away at the age of 20.
Listen,
killed,
man,
yesterday over a Louis Vuitton bag.
I hate to hear stuff like that.
If that.
But these kids need to realize that there's consequences to your actions. The law of attraction works both ways. You can put out positive or negative, but they both come back to you. And I keep telling you kids, the streets are real.
Yeah.
Bottom line, point blank, period. You know,
and the young man was trying to change his life. He started doing positive things. He, you know, over the weekend, he posted a couple of hours before that he was doing a big charity event in Florida. He was trying to change his life around, but, you know, somebody took his life, which is very sad.
Another thing we got to learn how to do, man, we got to start learning how to speak life, man. Didn't we learn this from Biggie and Pac? You know what I'm saying? When every other word was, they were ready to die, and I don't want to live no more. Like, I saw Extension tweet out last year, around June 8th, next time, make sure you kill me so I can't talk. Like, come on, man. You got to stop speaking that kind of negativity into your life.
Yes, it's easy, but when you had a, I'm sure he had a rough childhood, and he didn't have the necessary people raising him, I'm sure. He was raised by his grandparents. He was heavily depressed. He got into a lot of fights. He felt alone in this world. I'm sure it was very, very difficult, and I think the only thing that actually got him away from that was his music. So he expressed himself through his music, and, you know, he never really had the help that he needed.
No doubt. But
and we need to, as adults and OGs and all these other things, really find these kids and really have conversations, you know, and really try to protect our kids and help them. I mean, even when Tekashi was here, you know, we tried to talk to that young man. And we even tried to talk to the people that was around him. Be like, this is not going to end well if he doesn't stop.
And we talked to his OGs. We talked to him. I told him if he don't change his ways, he's going to be in jail or dead within a year. I had the pastor come in here and pray for him. But, you know, everybody thinks it's all entertainment until something like this happens.
Well, we'll talk more about this in the rumors, and we'll also tell you what Tekashi said about this. So keep it locked. That was front page news.
And please, I'm serious, people. Everybody, kids and adults, speak life. You know what I mean? Talk about it. Wake up this morning and say, thank you, God, for blessing me with another day of life. Let gratitude be your attitude. Put that kind of energy out there. Don't go tweeting stuff like, next time, make sure you kill me so I can't talk. Because the universe will give you what you ask for, and he will give it to you because you asked for it.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you're pissed off about something. You just want to express yourself.
I am pissed off.
Or maybe you just want to spread some positivity.
I just looked to my right and saw that Macklemore is 35 today. That got to be a damn lie. Macklemore is every bit of 49.
585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's the Breakfast
Club. I know white
Club
people age badly, but Jesus Christ. Macklemore's only 35?
35.
Jesus. Felicia Rashad is 70. Think about that.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tony. I'm calling from Boston. Good morning, guys.
Tony, get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, man. I basically was hearing you guys talking about the XXXTentacion situation. So I was on Facebook this morning, and basically the whole scenario with the whole fact that he's dead is not even true. He shot that scene for a music video. That's what he was saying on Facebook Live.
Oh.
He was saying that XXXTentacion was saying on Facebook Live that the whole scene of him getting killed was for a music video.
So he's not dead?
He is not dead. He's alive.
Why are you the only person that know this, sir?
Why are the police reporting that he is dead, that they took him to the hospital?
He is not dead. He was on Facebook Live last night saying that he had shot that scene for a music video. He was on Facebook Live saying...
Man, please stop. I'm too old for this. I am too old for this. I ain't got time for this. I don't know what you talking about this morning. They say that man is dead. You calling me telling me he's not dead. I refuse to believe that y'all don't even know what reality is anymore because of that goddamn internet. All right? Have a blessed morning. Not having this conversation with him, man. What's up, man? What's up? Why he the only person know that this man is alive, dead or alive? Man, I don't even know.
The Broward Sheriff Police saying he is dead. The 20-year-old victim, Jase Onfroy, a.k.a. rapper XXXTentacion, is dead. Is dead.
Now, I do remember there was an old music video of Triple X hanging himself. But, man, I'm not entertaining that dude. Why y'all doing this to me on a Tuesday morning? I'm a grown-ass man. Too old for this stupidness and this nonsense.
My goodness. All right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Madison.
Hey, Madison, get it off your chest.
Oh, my God, right? I just got off of work, and I'm hungry. I did a 10-hour shift, and I was, like, losing my mind, right? And I was hungry. I just wanted to eat. So me and my boyfriend are, like, driving around, and nothing that, it's like, we want. It's open. And, like, we're really losing it. But, I mean, it kind of ended really well because we got something to eat. But I just felt like that. It was just so frustrating because we just did a 10-hour shift, and I was, like, I'm hungry. Like,
what do you
mean?
Ain't no Chick-fil-A open where you at? Chick-fil-A should be open right now.
I'm in North, man. We got to drive all the way to 22 for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man. What about Huddle House? They got the new Huddle House in Newark.
Nah, that ain't even open. Hutter House ain't open.
Hutter House ain't open.
And it's not even that.
Sure, don't nothing about no Hutter House.
But it's not even that good.
Damn. Well, take your ass home.
Well, thank you, Mom. I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, make your boyfriend eat some poom poom early this morning.
And Charlamagne, new rule. New rule. Ja Rule just tweeted this out. New rule. Blacks are not allowed to kill other blacks, period. End of story. I'm calling for ceasefires throughout the country for the rest of the summer as a start. Who's with it?
I would love that. You know what I'm saying? I love to know what Ja Rule thinks at times like this. But the truth to the matter is, this is every summer in the hood. We know that. In the hood, summertime is the killing season. It's hot out there, and that's a good enough reason.
Well, him and 50 Cent got to take a picture with each other, and they got to squash their
beef. Bond. You don't know me talking about squashing no beefs and nobody hurting each other until you and 50 give each other a hug.
Y'all got to take a picture with each other.
All right? Now, let's make a start. Be the change you want to see in the world, y'all.
There you go.
All right?
Get it off your chest. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Jackie.
Yeah, what's up? Good morning, y'all.
Jackie, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Hey, I just want to know, why does Charlamagne always got to be so negative? Like, what does that boy tweeting or posting something a year ago have to do with him getting killed? That has nothing to do, as if that justifies what happened to him with somebody robbing him for his bag and killing him.
First of all, who said
what
it just? Who said it justified anything? What I simply said was,
you're
we need. What
that. You're implying that.
No, I'm not. I didn't imply. I didn't imply.
The point of you mentioning that is because of what?
I didn't imply anything. Are you going to let me finish?
The point of you mentioning that is because of what?
Once again, we need to encourage people to speak life and not death. Okay, when you got a young brother like Extension tweeting things out like, next time make sure you kill me so I can't talk. Understand that the universe will give you what you asked for and give it to you because you asked for it.
Yeah,
we need to teach our kids and even us adults to speak life and stop saying that people are being negative because we telling these kids what they need to hear.
Yeah,
when Tekashi 69 was here, what did I tell him? If he don't change his ways, he gonna end up in jail or dead within a year. What did I have the path to do? Pray for him. And then when situations like this happen with XXX, everybody act all surprised and be like, damn, I can't believe this happened. No, there's consequences to your actions, boo.
Yeah, but that young man was changing his life, and I feel so sad for him because he was trying to do the right thing. You know, we all go through pitfalls and depression and things where we don't necessarily know the outcome, and we don't know how that man was raised, and he was changing his life, and it's sad to see his life gone.
The man, I saw another video they posted yesterday, which was more recently, when he was saying things like, you know, when I die. And, you know, if I die young or if I die tragically, you know, I just hope that I leave a good mark for these kids. Like, yo, I understand all that, but, yo, stop speaking death and start speaking life.
Trav.
What's up, Evie?
What up, Trav?
What's up, Charlamagne?
What's up, sis? How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Listen, I want to talk about X, but first, I meant to say this yesterday. Happy Father's Day to you and Envy, man.
Oh, thank you, sir. Trav.
Thank you.
I'm going to say it to my two Mandinka kings.
Yeah, hey.
I'm sure there's some dude that call you daddy, too. So, you know, happy Father's Day to you, too.
Oh goodness. But listen, I want to talk about X, man. And just want to, the tweet I saw yesterday from Jadena about how he was saying that we can't be so woke that our compassion is asleep. And if Malcolm X was killed at the age of 20, he would have died like an abuser, a thief, an addict, you know, a violent criminal. So there is change. 40 young, and I really do believe.
Well, I tell y'all all, Travis, I tell y'all all the time that this generation would have never let Malcolm Little become Malcolm X. I've been saying that for years, but you know.
And I saw so many people just having so many negative comments after X passed about, you know, his past and what he was going through, how tumultuous his relationships was with certain people in his life. And it's like, you know, if I was to be judged at things I did at 18, I feel like if any of us was to be judged at things that we did from 18 to 21, and people knew about it, you know, right. There'd be so much that people could say about us.
You know what?
I feel like we need to let the man's music live on, and, you know, he made mistakes.
That's what I told Vanessa from XXL when she was coming here talking about the freshman cover and not putting artists on there because of their past. And I'm like, that's very difficult because if we had social media and some of the camera phones and some of the things that's out now when we were 18, 19, and 20, some of the stupid things that we did, a lot of us wouldn't have jobs. We wouldn't be in a lot of the places that we were because of that. So, you know, we were kind of forgiven, and a lot of these kids aren't forgiven, which is unfair.
These kids are not being allowed to make the same mistakes that we've made. If the streets aren't taking them out, the justice system is giving them 20, 30 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna say something else too when it comes to Extension. I can't judge that man. That's not our job anymore. That man is no longer here. You know what I mean? That man got to be judged by the creator. What we need to be focusing on is the fact that somebody murdered that man. Yeah. All right? And from what Envy just showed me, I saw people tweeting that they actually shot this man. Now, I don't know if those tweets are true.
Right.
All I know is that the streets always know things before other people know them. And y'all need to get that brother or person off the street that killed Extension Young.
Because right.
The same person that killed him will do the same thing to you and your family.
All right, so we'll give you the updates. We'll tell you what the blogs are reporting about two individuals that possibly or allegedly shot and killed Extension. Also, we'll tell you about SZA. All right, so keep it locked. Rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. And J-Rock will be here next hour.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk XXXTentacion.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. On The Breakfast Club.
Is the young brother's real name easier to pronounce? Because we keep mispronouncing it.
We keep mispronouncing it.
XXXTentacion.
Is it Tentacion?
Tentacion.
Are you sure?
No.
All right.
But rest in peace to him.
XXXTentacion. Say it again.
Tentacion.
Tentacion. I don't know why I'm asking you of all people, but exactly. You know better than me. Tentacion. Yesterday, he was killed dead at the age of 20. Now, he went to a motorcycle shop. I guess he was shopping for a motorcycle. And everybody around him, because I called a couple people, said he really doesn't leave the house. So I guess he went to go look at a motorcycle. And as he was leaving, he got into his car. Two assailants came up to him and tried to rob him, allegedly, and shot him. Took his Louis Vuitton bag. And he died right there, you know, in that parking lot. Now, he was rushed to the hospital, but he didn't make it. He was only 20 years old. He kind of, it feels like.
It seemed like he was dead on the scene, but you know, maybe he had a shot at surviving. If people, instead of pulling out their phones and recording him laying there taking his last breath, they called 911. I watched that video. I saw one person checking the man's pulse.
One person checking his pulse.
And everybody else just recording.
Yeah.
Like, nobody going to call 911. Stop pulling out your phones to record and pull out your phones to call 911 sometime.
All right. So, you know how the social media game is. Everybody think they figured out who it was now. They said leaving the crime scene was two men, one wearing a red mask, and they got into a dark-colored truck. They believe it was a Dodge Journey. Now, social media, think they figured it out. There's two assailants that kind of fit the description. They were allegedly eating at a restaurant less than 8 minutes away. They actually showed it on their InstaSnap or whatever it's called that they were actually eating, showing the food and a gun on his lap.
Isn't it somebody who tweeted out that they actually did it?
Yeah, this person also allegedly tweeted
Jesus
out
Christ.
That, let me read it, get the direct quote. Where is it?
Basically, he said that he shot it
and it's going to go viral. Yeah, he basically
go
said
viral.
He shot XXX and it was going to go viral. Oh. Then that was taking off his Twitter feed. And
well, if it's true, you know, he'll be in jail before the day is over.
Now, these two assailants also got on their own Instagram and said that it wasn't them. They didn't do it. They had nothing to do with it at all. I guess they're saying it's just coincidence that, you know, they have a red mask and that they were in the area. Now, XXXTentacion people believe he might have knew this was coming because this is what he's been saying in the last couple of weeks.
Worst thing comes to worst. I die a tragic death or some shit, and I'm not able to see out my dreams. I at least want to know that the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive and to at least have a good life. If I'm gonna die or ever be a sacrifice, I want to make sure that my life made at least 5 million kids happy, or they found some sort of answers or resolve in my life.
Well, you know, the young brother used to talk about death a lot. You know, I saw a tweet that he posted last year where he said, next time, make sure you kill me so I can't talk. And I remember one time, I guess he had a little slight issue with Drake. And he said, if I get killed, Champagne Poppy did it. I'm snitching right now.
Yeah.
And look, man, I'm not here to judge that young man and what he did on this earth because he's no longer here. And the only person who can judge him is his creator at this point. But I will acknowledge what I saw from him while he was here. And I know you all say he had become a more positive person.
He did.
And I'm sure he did. But I saw him speaking a lot of death. Okay. I saw him saying online a few times for people to kill him. And I believe in Proverbs 18:21, which is the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So whatever you tell the universe you want, you will receive. And that's all I have to say about that. But we also need to be more concerned about the person or people who killed this young man, because those people are still out there. And to me, those individuals are way worse than XXXTentacion could ever be, because to my knowledge, the young man XXX has never killed anyone. So we need to get those people off the street before they kill you or somebody you love.
Right. I don't care about his past. He didn't kill anybody. You know, yeah, he had a dark past. He was raised by his grandmother, they say. They say that he didn't feel like he fit in. He was depressed all the time. But the man was changing his life. And even if he mentioned death 17,000 times, it doesn't mean that
The energy you put out is the energy you get back. We have to watch the things that we say. There is power of life and death in the tongue. Period. Speak life. Like, wake up in the morning and say, thank you, God, for blessing me with another day of life. Gratitude should be your attitude. Like, embrace life. Like stop embracing death all of the damn time.
But also, Tekashi 6ix9ine, I guess it maybe, hopefully, after seeing this, it might have changed him a little bit, because he spoke about it and he had a change of heart.
I'm just saying, thinking, sometimes I just feel like I do too much trolling. Sometimes I feel like I just do too much. And tomorrow's not promised, you know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes someone might get the wrong image of me. You could be here today and be gone tomorrow. X spread nothing but positivity.
Well, I pray it's not too late for that young man, 6ix9ine. When 6ix9ine was here a few months ago, I told him if he don't change his ways, he's going to be in jail or dead within a year. We had the pastor come in there and pray for him. You know what I mean? So hopefully this is a wake-up call. Sometimes it takes other people to die in order for people to live. So maybe hopefully this is a wake-up call for that young man.
And Tekashi 6ix9ine also put on his Instagram, I know I troll a lot, but his makes me think twice about Ish. Nothing but positive vibes you had. I love you, man. So
that's
changed him.
6ix9ine need to get right with all of those people that he got wrong with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As hard as you went going to Chicago and, you know, trying to make a mockery of people and telling people to kill you within 48 hours, you better get online and go just as hard making amends with people.
But this is the first step. He's realizing what he's doing and wrong, and hopefully that's a changed behavior and he will do what's right. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
And I'm not going to go so far as to say I don't care about the young man's past. All I'm going to tell people is that he's no longer here
for any human beings
to judge him. Okay,
I don't care what he said. He shouldn't be dead.
His judgment is with his creator at this point.
All right. Now, if you don't know who he is, I know a lot of you said they don't know his music, or I don't really know his music. I just, you know, I keep hearing what's happening. We're going to play Top of the Hour, then we're going to play his joint. It's called Sad. And it's the Breakfast Club.
I don't even like stuff like that. And I'm gonna be honest with you, because we never used to speak about that man hardly when he was alive, except for when he was getting in trouble.
I played his joint in the mix, actually.
Oh, you played his music?
Yeah, I played Sad. Okay. I played the Look at Me joint. I played the joint with Kodak Black, and it's actually added on our station in New York. So we do play his records, actually.
Oh, okay. It's the first time I'm hearing it.
But we're gonna play, because a lot of people don't know who he is or what his music sounds like. So we're gonna get his joint on, and then J-Rock will be joining us. TDE Zone. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
J-Rock.
What it do, people?
Welcome back.
Man, I'm so good to be
Congrats
back,
Congrats on
man.
The new album, man.
Thank you.
When Redemption drops, right, and then Nas drops, and J&B drops, you say, I should have waited a week.
Nah, man, not at all, man. Shout to them, man. You know, Well, I look at it, man, that just put me up there with the greats. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, you feel me? It feels good, man. I've always been a fan of Nas. You feel me? Shout out to Nas. You know, but it's a beautiful thing, though, man. You know, just to be mentioned amongst those people. You feel me?
Is Redemption about you getting a second shot at life after the motorcycle accident, or getting another shot to show why you were the first artist at the TDE camp?
All that in one, man.
Okay.
That's basically what I was shooting for. I mean, basically, the whole thing is like, you know, Just you know, reclaiming my spot, you know, and you know, just getting back into it, you know, because like I said, when that happened, it kind of set me back. I was kind of like, for a minute, I was like uninspired. But, you know, I said, you know what, I can't go out like that. You feel me? So I said, man, I'm gonna come back even better than ever. You feel me?
Well, let's break it down, because a lot of people might not know. Of course, J-Rock was the first artist signed to TDE.
Yeah.
He was the person that kicked TDE off.
Yes.
And people always say that you were the one that experienced the bumps and bruises and finding out how labels run and how, you know, how everything was bad. And you opened the door for everybody else that came out.
That's a fact, though.
Before that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and how was that coming up as an artist? How did that, because, you know, everybody else popped. Kendrick, Schoolboy.
Yeah.
And it, but you the one that took the bumps, but now it seems like it's your time.
Yeah, man. It was basically just a growing process of just everybody, of me, you know, Kendrick, you know, Schoolboy, Q Al. So it was just a growing process. And like I said, I was the first one signed. You know, I was the, you know, right there first, you know what I mean, to get the deal. You know, we was just, like I said, we was young trying to get it. You know, my first deal, we like, oh, we got the deal. Oh, you in there. You know what I mean? So, you know, once I make it, we felt like we all made it. You know what I mean? But sometimes it don't work like that, you know?
Were you ever bitter at all?
Nah, never. Never, man. Because, like I said, these is all my brothers. You know what I mean? We all came up together in the same kennel. You feel me? So, why would I be bitter? Like I said, if I feel like I made it, they all made it. If I feel like they made it, I feel like I made it. You know what I'm saying? So it's never no bitter or no feeling no type of way. That's why I want to tell people, like, don't feel sorry for me because you feel like, oh, he took all the buns. Oh, he took all the buns. No, don't feel sorry for me because Rock a soldier, man. You know what I mean? I come from the projects, champ. You know what I mean? So I done been through it all. So that ain't nothing.
And a couple of years ago, you know, Charlamagne just mentioned it, you got into a real bad motorcycle.
Yes, yeah.
Now, what happened with that motorcycle for people that don't know?
I mean, everybody says it's a missing motorcycle. Yeah, it was a dirt bike, but it's still, you know, motorcycle.
Motorcycle,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but actually, like I said, it was, that's what's basically what it's about, man. I just dropped 90059 at the time, you know, and it felt like, I felt like, okay, this is it. But, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm on. But then, you know, sometimes, you know, gotta smack you sometimes.
God has other plans for you.
Blah, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was supposed to be at the award show with Kendrick, you know what I mean? I'm in the hood hitting wheelies and shit, riding and shit. And, you know, it was a little, you know what I mean, a minor mistake. And I got fucked up, you know what I mean? I got flipped off that motherfucker and broke some bones and shit. But, you know, I'm back, man, you know what I mean? I try not to keep dwelling on it, you know what I mean? It made me think about a lot of shit, but...
You still ride? You still ride like that?
No, I don't.
F*** it up now. You back?
How did the motorcycle accident change your life? Because when we heard about it, I didn't realize it was that damn serious. Near fatal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when I hear the album, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, man, I broke my femur, and I had cracked my pelvis. So, you know, I got a rod in my leg now, like 4 screws in my knee. I got another, like, screw holding my pelvis together like this because I had cracked that in half. You know
going
what I mean?
Through the airport got to be crazy.
Nah, it's smooth selling for me, baby. You know what I mean? But, nah, but yeah, it's just me just laid up. I was just thinking about a lot of stuff. Like, damn, man, I could have really died. You know what I mean? Like, and how the way the doctors were saying, like, man, the injuries you had, they were surprised that I had healed up kind of fast because they was like, man, there's some people, it take a long time for them to heal up. And some people don't even make it out of these accidents, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for me, I was just sitting thinking, like, just thinking about a whole lot of stuff, just thinking about my life, just thinking about where I want to do and where I want to go. And I said, you know what? I just got to keep smashing with this music. I can't just throw this away.
You know, did that encourage you to go harder, or that made you want to fall back and kind of just, you know, pity yourself a little bit?
Nah, it encouraged me to go extra harder. I always had to drive, but it put my driving mode in a whole nother gear, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yep. On the song Redemption, you talk about as you were going through surgery, you had visions of your own funeral.
Yeah.
What did that look like?
Man, I just was thinking about it. What if I was gone? Who's gonna come support me? Who, you know what I mean? And you know, you already know. It just seemed like when people is gone, everybody love the person when they gone. You know what I mean? It's all where you see everybody posting pictures, you know what I mean? And I feel like, man, if you with me, man, give me my flowers when I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was just thinking about a whole lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? And it was just thoughts that always come to my head. I always think about that shit, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, I'm on a whole nother positive level, you get what I'm saying? And trying to be a better person.
All right, we got more with J-Rock when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have J-Rock in the building. Charlamagne?
On the record broke, too, man. You said that you're part of a winning family. Call yourself Marlon Jackson. I'm like, why the hell you look at yourself as Marlon Jackson, Jay?
Hey, that was a metaphor, man. I don't know if you ever seen a movie when Marlon kept doing the little spin move.
Yeah, trying to get a spin move.
Yeah,
right.
He was trying to, like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, basically, he run all his brothers, you get what I'm saying? So, basically, I just look at it like, you know, me just working, man. I'm just trying to get it, right? So I'm like, man, I feel like I'm Warner Jackson, man, because, you know, I'm trying to get my shit right, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the way I look at it, because, like I said, it was around me that I grew up with that was getting it, you know what I mean? Getting money, you know what I mean? Getting this. So I'm looking at myself like, damn, I got to get it, too. So I'm trying to get my shit right. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way I look at it.
But when it comes to rap, it's never like you were doing anything wrong. It was just more so a matter of timing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, timing is everything. You know what I mean? And that's the way I look at everything too, man. It's just the right timing. You know what I mean?
Now, people got super excited when, I guess you said something about Jay-Z and they thought Jay-Z was going to be on the album. And people were excited. They were ready to hear a Jay-Z and J-Rock collaboration. Now, how did that rumor come out?
Basically, I was at my listening party, man. Matter of fact, we was out here. We did a listening party out here. And and I was kind of lit. I ain't gonna lie, I was lit. Mm. But they must have interpreted it wrong. So I got a song on my on the album with J. Cole,
right?
Yeah. So I didn't the people. I wanted to tell them it was a J on the record, but I didn't say who it was. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You said it's a J on the record, but you didn't tell them what it is.
Yeah.
You
so,
in New York?
Yeah. So
people said Hov.
Exactly. So they just thought it was Hovsawall. So I just stood back and let him run.
You
know what I mean? I was like, you know, because like I said, I shout out to Jay-Z, man. He the GOAT. You know what I mean? But basically, I always wanted to do a record called The Three J's. You know what I mean? Me, J. Cole, Jay-Z, or maybe even J. Electronica. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I always wanted to do a record with Jay. You know what I mean? Because he wanted the greats. You know
right. But J. Cole was easy to get, though. That's extended TDE family.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Cole, man. Like I said, we always was overdue for a record. Every time you see me, man, we got to get it in, man. We got to do it. So, like you said, it was just the right timing, and we made it happen.
That's not the first time y'all recorded, though. I'm sure you on the Kendrick J. Cole album.
Nah, I ain't on that.
Oh.
I ain't on there.
There's a Kendrick J. Cole.
I ain't on there. I mean, hey.
Trying to get you to the bar. That was good. He's like, yeah,
hey,
you on there, right?
Hey, I ain't on there. You know what I mean?
Now, I heard you did a lot of records. Now, how do you break down what records you keep on the project and not? And do you care when you, because you said they brothers, if your brother coming on, be like, nah, that's trash. That record's trash.
Yeah, man.
Does that happen?
Yeah, it happens, man. Like, man, I got so many records. Man, it's a lot of them, too, that I got. Basically, you know the business side, clearances,
right,
and samples and all that. But I got a lot of other records, though, that was tough, too, that I was like, okay, this the one. But, you know, like I said, I love playing stuff for people, and I like people giving me their honest opinion. I don't want it to be like, you know, everybody just bobbing their head like, yeah, that's you know what I mean? And that shit whack as f***. You know what I mean? Just let me know if it's whack. You know what I mean? Charlamagne, he keep it 100. He be like, man, that's whack. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love constructive criticism because that's going to make me even go extra even harder. And that's what I did on this one. Like, I had a lot of records that I played even for the big dog. He like, man, Rock, you come harder than that, man. You can, you know what I mean? Go back in, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay. If I got some bullshit on my face, you know what I mean? Let me know before I walk out the house. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what I'm gonna tell you. If you got on dirty shoes and fucked up t-shirt and you don't see it, and then you walk outside, then the bra's laughing and shit. Like, oh, look at him. You know what I mean? I ain't say nothing to you before you left the house. And I ain't no real.
Gotcha.
Do you feel comfortable without flannel on? Because it's 93 degrees in New York. Yeah,
hey, you know, I just got a bad habit. Every time I come to New York, I got to have a coat on, dog.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. So usually when people got a shirt or a jacket on, hey, whether they got a hammer
you gonna
on.
Get pro, yeah, you going to get profiled today, J-Rock. Hey, I'm telling you that right now.
So you got to go.
Hey, forgive me. I know it's summertime out here in New York, but it's just something about it. I've been doing it for years. Every time I come out here, I always have a coat on.
Why? Because you always come in the winter? When you can't really tell. New York weather is unpredictable.
It is unpredictable.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just thought he had a gun on him. Usually I got a hammer on him.
Man,
now, on the record For What It's Worth, you say money is the root of all evil. I say the power of pussy will scar people. Explain that line a little bit.
Oh, man, you know what that line about, man. Come on, man. Sorry, man. Come on, man.
100%.
Seems like you got burnt by a girl. Like, you emotional in there. I said, yeah, a girl hurt him.
Hey, man, everybody done got hurt before, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, I mean, that's basically what it is. Like, you know, sometimes, like, man, you come between people. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't be understanding a lot of situations in the streets. Sometimes be over that.
100%.
A lot of people be getting killed over the. You know what I mean? So that's basically what I was talking about on the street standpoint. You know what I mean?
How do you control your emotions if you like a chick and then she may have you feeling like you want to do something crazy over her?
Man, you know, sometimes you got to keep your feelings in your shoes sometimes and keep pissing, man. My daddy always used to tell me that. I don't know why he used to always tell me, but now I see what he means. Because sometimes when you let your emotions take over, you know what I mean, and you might do something crazy, and something you sitting in the prison, be like, damn, what the fuck I do that for? And she's still out there doing what she's doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, fucking the same dude she was fucking when you was gone. Now she fucking your friends.
Exactly.
Now with Kingsdale with Future, how did that record come about?
Oh man, shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. You know what I mean? I was in the studio working on my album. You know what I mean? Me and Kendrick, we was like right across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I come over, you know what I mean? He playing this beat. I'm like, man, this beat hard right here. He's like, yeah, Mike Will did this. You got something for it? I'm like, yeah, woo. He's like, I'm working on this Black Panther project. I'm like, Black Panther? I'm like, man, what you doing? Some revolutionary type, you know what I mean? I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? Like, talk to me. But now he's like, nah. It's for the Marvel, you know, the Marvel superheroes, woo. So we was just up in there vibing, you know what I mean? And, you know, I had to be, you know what I mean? We was just up, you know, like I said, me and Lil Bro been doing this for years, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When we get together and do records, you already know since you know what I mean, No Sleep NYC. Mm-hmm. So basically, I didn't even know he had the Future verse. You know what I mean? I did my verse, and you know I went out, I came in, Future on this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Right, I'm right. Like, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it felt like you was like, man, Future, if you don't go on with this bullshit when that part.
No, like, dog. Hey, listen.
I'm like, come on, you ain't with Kendrick and J Rock, and
that's the part people remember though.
Listen. I swear to God, dog. When I first heard that, dog, I said, this is out of here. This is a hit record. Hit record. I don't, like I said, I battle. I don't care what nobody.
It's one of the parts that everybody.
I don't listen. The melody is there. I just don't
listen,
know what the hell he's talking
about. I don't care what nobody say, man. Shout out to Future, dog. Shout out, that is a genius for that, man. That is a genius, man. You can ask all the homies. We just got off the tour. We just had the championship tour. Talking about every night, everybody is la di la di da. I mean,
because that's the easiest part to remember. You got a complex lyricist like Kendrick, hey. Then you got lyrics,
hey.
And then
but you heard what he was talking about though. Did you hear his flow though? Did you hear? You weren't even listening to it. You just
nah.
See that. Charlamagne, man, come on, man.
I like the record, but that probably like, what is he doing?
Come on,
doing?
Man.
That's your biggest record, right?
It's
put you on radio, man. Past anything, because most times they don't see lyricists on radio like that.
That's a lot about the game.
A radio record,
exactly. And like I said, in the approach I went. That's why I said people, they didn't expect me to get off like that.
Right,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I was like, man, I got to do something different. And that's basically what I wanted to do with my album, period. I just wanted to do something different, like show more emotion. You know what I mean? Everybody used to, yeah, ooh, it's very rock, ooh. You know what I mean? Like, and like I said, my boys always tell me, man, your voice is an instrument, man. Like, the way your tone is, you could do so much more with it. So, and that's basically what I did, man. I just went back in and just went in. All
right, well, let's get into a J-Rock joint. This one features Future and Kendrick Lamar. It's King's Dead. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was King's Dead. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. J-Rock is here. Charlamagne?
If things didn't work out musically, which I don't see why they wouldn't, would you ever just say, you know what, I'm just going to be an executive here at TD?
You never know, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You never know, man. Hey, you just never know. But my passion is music, though. I'm gonna try to do this as long as I can.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't even know. Like, to me, you're successful. Like, I don't know what defines success for you.
Hey man, I I'm still hustling like I'm broke, man. It's time to get it. People, like I said, people, they say, oh man, y'all on, man. You know what I mean? Y'all, man. I feel this mode out there to get.
I think with the Kings did, I think that was a little taste too. That was kind of like a taste of something that you ain't never had before. A little more crossover, more radio appeal. You can charge more for the show like that. You start tasting that, you be like, oh, this tastes good.
Yeah, man. It made me want to do more dope ass shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Does that shit even matter though?
What you mean?
Like in 2018, like the radio records and all that stuff like that.
I mean, man, I want everybody to hear my shit.
Yeah, man,
I appreciate y'all running my records, man. Any DJ out there that been spinning, man, I appreciate y'all, man. You know what I mean? And hey, I love it, man. I just want to put more J-Rock out there like that. You know what I mean?
You know, this is gonna sound. I'm just gonna say pause, right? When you on that bike, right, and you cracked your pelvis, right? How long could you not have sex with wifey? Like how long? Because your pelvis is cracked.
Hey, man. That's basically what you hear right now.
It took me a while, man.
Because you know they had to cut me open too, like to really like Deuce, they really like this. But I'm kind of like the bionic man right now, dog. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it took like a few months, dog.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now when you do records with Kendrick, like wow.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it say, you know, like, I got to really make sure my bars is up because I can't let these young boys smoke me in this. Like, do y'all battle like that, y'all?
Oh, yeah, man. You already know. That's a little bro. We always in friendly competition, mm-hmm. man. He already know, like, when I get on the record with him, I got to come. You know what I mean? It's like vice versa. But like I tell people all the time, it's just the chemistry we got because we've been doing this together forever. You know what I mean? And that's why if a lot of people... Who really know the TD history, they know when I say, yeah, Top, when he had the red charger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Because we was everywhere in that red charger. You get what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it was like, hey, you know what I mean?
I was going to ask you the symbolism of that. Like, because in the hood, we all got these things that inspire us. So mm-hmm. it was Top's red charger that
is. Yeah, exactly, because that's the charger we went up to the labels in. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That was starting. Like I said, I was like, man, let's take it back to there. Like that's how we was in the studio every night, just sleeping in that motherfucker, not going home. You know what I'm saying? Just making records. You know what I mean?
So when Top first grabbed you, Kendrick was around then too?
Oh no.
He came later.
Yeah. He came later on. like I said, I was there first. You know, it's in the studio. And like I said, my Dot just walked in. He walked in with Dave. You feel me? And right off back. You know what I mean? We just clicked up. You know what I'm saying? We just clicked. He went in there, like, freestyle some shit. Had my name in it and shit. I'm like, you know what I mean? That's crazy. I'm sitting right here struggling to finish my verse. He went in there off the top of his dome. You know what I'm saying? And that's back then, that's when I knew, like, Kendrick is something special. You know what I mean? Because I ain't never seen nobody just me, like, being a student. I ain't never seen nobody just come in there and just freestyle some shit. And right. It was just hard as shit. And it was, like, off the top of the dome. He ain't even... I'm sitting right here struggling to write, taking me like 45 minutes to write my three little lines. Mm-hmm. And then come in there and just
dope.
You know what I mean? I was like, he won.
Why do y'all still play the project so tough?
What you mean?
Just as far as like, you know, always going back and see you was riding your dirt bike through the projects. Like, you know, a lot of people achieve success and they stay away from all of that type of environment. Why you choose to go back?
Oh, man, because that's my neighborhood, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going forever, always, you know what I mean, support my hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what made me, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's where I got all my skills from, like, from everything, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I always, I still go back because I still got family over there, too, you know what I mean? You know, every chance I get, I go through and check on my peoples, you know what I mean? And like I said, you know, that's just what it is. It's something I can't help, even 100 million, no million, I'm still going to go back to my projects, you know what I mean?
Peoples.
Does it look different? Like, when you achieve a certain level of success, how do the projects look to you when you're like, damn, I came from here?
Oh, man, they support me, man. They mm-hmm. Like I say, all my homies, they always tell me, man, keep motivating us, man. Keep motivating us, you feel me? And like, somebody told me not too long ago, man, do you look at yourself as a leader or a community leader? You know, I was like, no, I don't want to be look at as a community leader. I want to be a motivator. You know what I'm saying? I like motivating. If I can motivate somebody to do music or, you know what I mean, do something better, you know, better in they self, man, that's dope for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, Redemption is out right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we appreciate
you for joining us this morning.
Oh, man, thank you, dog. Thank you, man. Y'all already know y'all my good peoples.
Out of all the new shit that came out this week, J-Rock, Redemption, Nas and Isaiah, Beyonce and Jay, Everything is Love. What's your favorite album?
Man, Redemption, man. Best album, 2018. No disrespect. I don't want everybody to take this the wrong way. But I honestly put everything into this album. I think I got the best album, 2018, dog.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We on.
Well, it's J-Rock. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. You'll be back tomorrow. But let's get to these rumors. Let's talk. Hov.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to Jay-Z. He becomes Puma's president of basketball operations.
What's that mean?
top NBA draft prospects to sign on. I guess he's in charge of signing players to, I guess, endorsement deals and shoe deals and sneaker deals and things like that.
Is that not a conflict of interest with Roc Nation Sports? I'm just asking. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't think about that. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, well.
Get Peckers on the phone.
Yeah,
Peckers, maybe Peckers can explain. Peckers on the phone.
I mean, think about it. That's perfect. Hey, you sign with Roc Nation, and I can almost guarantee you a sneaker deal.
No, we're dropping the clues bombs for
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z and Sean Peckers. Sean, maybe you can explain to us later on how this is not a conflict of interest with Roc Nation Sports.
But does it matter? I mean, why not?
I'm not mad at it at all.
Not at all. Now, SZA, she released a statement yesterday that said her voice isn't permanently damaged. It seems like everything is okay. She went back out on the road, and she says, first, I want to thank everyone for sending me love, kindness, and extending your energy my direction. Thank you for your prayers. I feel them and deeply appreciate you guys. I love you. Now, she says, thanks to her doctors and vocal technicians, it seems like her voice is not permanently damaged, and I've been working daily to get back slowly but surely. So it looks like she will be okay, and hopefully she'll be back on the road sooner than later.
Well, a round of applause for SZA. God bless her. Happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, SZA provided a great soundtrack for The Bedroom last year.
Mm-hmm.
Still booming that right now.
Now, it looks like Freeway has possibly found a kidney that's compatible to his system. Now, he's been looking for a kidney for the last couple of years, I know, and Beanie Siegel actually announced this on his Instagram yesterday.
I just got some beautiful news. Got a call from my brother, Philadelphia Freeway. Yeah, he just got his first phone call for a compatible kidney. And if not, at least they calling him. He's starting to get calls now. So I got over 500,000 followers on my gram. Please make dua for my brother that he find a kidney.
He also said from years of him mistreating his body and bullets, he says he would have been first on the list, but he just said he can't. So he's so grateful and happy that he was able to be, you know, hopefully getting calls, and hopefully this kidney is compatible and it'll work in the system.
That's a beautiful thing. Salute to Freeway. Great dude. Has always been a great dude.
Absolutely. He has an album coming out. When's his album coming out? Do we know? Okay.
I didn't know that he needed a kidney.
Yeah. Nah, he's had a kidney failure. He's definitely been in the hospital for the last couple of years, off and on, trying to get this kidney. So there's a lot of people on the list. It's actually hard to get on the list if... I know, for one, if you have been drinking and the reason your kidney's been failing because of the alcohol, they actually put you in a class where they want you to wean off of liquor and not drink anymore. They want to make sure that when they give you this kidney that it won't, you know, you won't go back to drinking and have kidney failure again. So it's a big process. It's a long process. So I'm glad he's definitely getting those phone calls. All right. And that's your rumor report.
Yes.
Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Before after the hour, I want to discuss a few things, but more importantly, I just want to talk about the reality of life. And, you know, it was a young man who called in this morning who said something incredibly stupid. His name was Tony.
What'd he say?
He called in during Tell Him Why You Mad.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that XXXTentacion.
Tentacion, uh-huh.
Is still alive and told us that we were reporting fake news. So I'd like to address him for after the hour.
Because okay.
That is part of the problem that we live in this society. That people don't know the difference between reality and fantasy. We'll talk about it this morning.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkeys.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 19th. I have a lot of thoughts today, so bear with me. Special day, first and foremost, because it is Juneteenth. Dropping the clues bombs for Juneteenth. Marks the last day of slavery. Okay, on this date in 1865, the last slaves in Texas and the Confederate South were freed. And it's a great day to realize that you're not on the boat no more. Okay, and it's a great day to not be a slave to your devices. Okay, do you hear me? Don't be a slave to your devices. And there is no device that has us in bondage more than social media right now, okay? I have no problem with social media when used sparingly and correctly, but this has become our life so much that we aren't even able to recognize reality from fantasy and fact from fiction. People are allowed to go on their devices and be whoever they want and say whatever they want, and there are rarely any consequences to the recklessness that so many of us display via social media. We have normalized so many things that shouldn't be normal, especially violence. I saw when TMZ reported this young brother, XXXTentacion, had been shot yesterday. And I don't like to watch things like this, but I got a glimpse of this video. And I saw his what seemed to be lifeless body. And all I saw was a bunch of donkeys standing around filming this man instead of calling 911. Now, I know we live in Generation Numb, and the reason we are numb is because of what I said earlier. We see so much BS via social media that we have normalized things that aren't normal. And that's a very important thing to note. Just because something that's not normal is normalized doesn't make it normal. Okay, and the lack of empathy and utter disregard for other people's lives via social media is not normal. And the fact that people don't even know what's real and fake anymore is troubling. Okay, a lot of people yesterday were saying things like, I don't see any shattered glass. I don't see any bullet holes. I don't see any blood. How do we know this is not a publicity stunt? My people, that's sad when people have zero clue what reality is anymore. We have reached a dangerous place in our society, and that's why people pull out their phones to record these tragic situations instead of calling 911, because they don't look at these things like an emergency. They look at them like a show. Okay, it's some people out there right now who don't think XXXTentacion is dead. Take, for example, today's donkey of the day, Tony, who called the Breakfast Club this morning during Tell Him Why You Mad, because he was mad at us because he said we were reporting fake news and that XXXTentacion is alive. Let's hear what he had to say.
It's Tony. I'm calling from Boston. Good morning, guys.
Tony, get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, man, I basically was hearing you guys talking about the XXXTentacion situation. So I was on Facebook this morning, and basically the whole scenario with the whole fact that he's dead, it's not even true. He shot that scene for a music video.
Oh God.
That's what he was saying on Facebook Live.
So what, he is not dead.
He is not dead. He's alive.
Why are you the only person that know this, sir?
Why are the police reporting that he is dead? Yeah. That they took him to the hospital?
He is not dead. He was on Facebook Live last night saying that he had shot that scene for a music video.
Oh, God. Tony, and any other idiot who's thinking like Tony, who can't tell the difference between reality and online fantasy, XXXTentacion is dead. Okay, that young brother was a real person with a real government name, and he was pronounced dead yesterday, and that's what happens in real life, kids. People get killed. People die tragically. Happens every day to different people, and you probably don't care because you don't know any of these people. It's just entertainment to you when you are watching other people die online, but when it's somebody you know and love, it hits close to home, and you don't want to believe it, do you? Okay, you wish people were showing more empathy to the person you love, don't you? Instead of showing the lack of empathy for XXXTentacion that you do to everybody else because you watch violence happen online every day. I need you all to snap out of the matrix, okay? Poor Tony that called in this morning is still living in the matrix because he still thinks the brother XXXTentacion is alive. I don't know what he's talking about, and basically I don't care. All I care about is this being a wake-up call for all you young men and women. Look, I'm not here to judge that man XXXTentacion. I know that he had domestic violence charges and was accused of beating his pregnant girlfriend. I get all that, but he's no longer here. And the only person who can judge him on that is his creator at this point. But I will acknowledge what I saw from him while he was here. And what I saw from him while he was here was him speaking a lot about death. Okay, I saw him say, next time, make sure you kill me so I can't talk. And I saw this video circulating online yesterday. Let me hear what he had to say.
Worst thing comes to worst. I f***ing die a tragic death or some shit, and I'm not able to see out my dreams. I at least want to know that the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive and to at least have a good life. If I'm gonna die or ever be a sacrifice, I want to make sure that my life made at least 5 million kids happy, or they found some sort of answers or resolve in my life.
He definitely died tragically. And I believe in Proverbs 18:21, which is the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So whatever you tell the universe you want, you will receive. Now, I'm not saying he's dead because he spoke about being killed, because the most God-fearing, life-loving individuals on the planet could get killed. All I'm saying is certain circumstances are going to happen in life regardless, but I'm not going to do anything to speed up that process, okay? You can listen to me all you want right now and say, hey, how can you say, you know, what he spoke led to his death? I don't know it did, but I don't know if it didn't. So I'm encouraging everybody to speak life and not death. Interesting we are having this conversation now, because when Snoop was here, when was he here, last month? He spoke on the power of the tongue. In particular, when he was fighting his murder case, these words Snoop spoke here on The Breakfast Club last month were powerful, but they went over some heads. But they are very timely now. Let me hear it.
When I wrote the song, I didn't have a murder case. And it just made me feel like my pen created this.
Mm.
Like, and I look back at all of the rappers that was writing about death. They all dead.
Mm.
And it's our pen. It's what we was writing. I hope I live to see 21 and blah, blah, this and that. And I know I ain't gonna make it. And death around the corner. And I'm ready to die. And That's the era we come from, mm-hmm. to prepare ourselves for death. So I started writing life.
That can apply to so many people. Okay, you get what you ask for, and you get it because you ask for it. Proverbs 18:21. Google it. If you want to live by it, cool. If you don't want to live by it, that's cool too. Some people just don't want to understand the reality of a situation. Okay, and I want to give Tony and anyone who doesn't believe this young man, XXXTentacion, is dead, the biggest hee-haw, because he is indeed passed away. Rest in peace to that brother, and give that man Tony the biggest hee-haw. And what we need to be concerned about now is the person or people who killed this young man, because they still out there. And to me, those individuals are way worse than XXXTentacion ever was, because to my knowledge, XXXTentacion never killed anyone. So we need to get those people off the street before they kill you or somebody you love. Okay?
All right. Seems like they tell it on themselves already. So hopefully.
I hope so.
By the end of the day today, we'll hear something.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Now, my son is 14. He just texted me the whole situation. He told me he did it. Who did it? He figured it out himself.
Man, tell that little boy go to school. This is last week of school, ain't it?
Yeah.
Tell that little boy go to school. Tell Logan go to school ball. And stop worrying about this.
His last day
okay.
is the ball.
Tell him your daddy don't work this hard for him to be wrapped up around this kind of stuff, unless he plans to go to college to be a CSI agent.
Maybe he is.
Is he getting an early start?
I don't know. Okay. But he figured it out. He sent me all the information and stuff. I said, all right.
I just want all of these young kids to stop playing with their life.
Oh my goodness.
All right? Stop telling the universe, you know, all the negative things you want to happen to you, because the universe will deliver. Trust and believe.
All right. Now, up next, if you want to holler at somebody, maybe a coworker or anything, and maybe you just need some help, you need some of the Breakfast Club to get on the line and help you, give you that confidence that you need, 800-585-1051. We're going to allow you to holler at whoever you want when we come back. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
We got Roxy on the line. Roxy, good morning.
Hey.
All right. Now, this is shoot your shot. Now, who do you want to shoot your shot with, Mama?
I want to shoot my shot with a mutual friend named Adrian. He's one of my groups. He's in my group of friends, but I don't really know him one-on-one. But I heard from my girl Ashley that he's really good in bed. And so I'm trying to shoot my shot to see if he wants to get down.
So Ashley told you that he's good in bed. So Ashley had sex with him.
Right. Well, she messed around with him, and she was like, you know, between her story and some of the things that I've heard from other people, like, they were saying that he knows how to do all kind of positions and stuff that, like, my ex couldn't ever do, and that he's really good. So.
Ladies, let this be a lesson to you. When you have sex with a man, if you don't want one of your homegirls trying to sleep with that man, don't tell your homegirl about how that penis is.
So you don't want a relationship with you.
They stopped messing around. Yeah, she turned around. She's got a new man and all that type of stuff. And this was a while ago. But, you know, I've been wondering lately, just like seeing him around and everything and wondering if he's interested too. So.
Don't you think you should ask your homegirl, like, yo, do you mind if I hit that?
I mean, we don't, you know, that's not really how we roll. I don't think it would be a problem for her.
So you don't care. You don't care about love and all that. You just want to get penis down.
Yeah. I mean, that's the summertime, you know, like I'm trying to get laid.
Okay.
I am not mad at that, baby. You're absolutely right. It is summertime. It is not cuffing season. You have absolutely all the right to go out there and sleep with whoever the hell you want to. And what's better than sleeping with somebody who's got the recommendation of a friend?
Now, I'm just curious.
Thank you.
How are you going to ask him? Are you going to say, hey, I don't want a relationship. I just want that penis. Like, what are you going to say?
I think I'm going to ask him if he wants to hang out and then, you know, just let him know that I'm trying to see what's up.
No. Listen to your Uncle Charlotte, boo. I need you to do me a favor. All right? I need you to call that young man and you need to say him, look, it's summertime. I want to hit. What's happening? What's up?
What's up with that
Dito? I want you to be direct like a man would be to a woman. I want you to say, you going to let me hit or what?
All right.
Straight like that.
All right. Well, let's call him. When we come back, we're going to call him. His name is Adrian, right?
Mm-hmm. Adrian.
All right. We'll call Adrian when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Roxy on the line, and she's about to call Adrian. Let's call.
Hey, Adrian. This is Roxanne, and I was calling actually to see if you were interested in hanging out because I'm really trying to actually hit. I think it's summertime, and hold on, we don't hang out.
Roxanne from where?
What'd you say?
Roxanne from where? I know like two Roxannes. Which one is this?
You know, like Ashley's friend Roxanne. You know, like we hung out a few times, like in big groups.
Roxy. Roxy, what's going on? Roxy with all the furniture in her backyard, the rain and slam. Oh, what up? What's good, man?
I was interested to see if you maybe wanted to get down to and, you know, hang out. Just see what's up.
Wow, this ain't no prank. Are you serious?
Last yeah, I'm that serious.
Looking right. Wow, yeah, hell yeah.
All right. Hello. Good morning. This is Charlamagne Tha God.
Hey, this is DJ Envy. We're from the Breakfast Club.
Listen, man.
Breakfast.
Hey, don't curse
relax,
him, man.
Relax, bro. What's his name again?
His name is Adrian.
Adrian.
Yo, what up, man? What's good?
Adrian! Listen, Ashley playing, man. Ashley want to hit,
her
man.
Her name is Roxy. Ashley's your friend, man.
Roxy. Roxy want to hit. She said she wanted to hit before, but I don't think you heard her. She
right.
Want to hit, man.
She want to smash. How's she
all
look,
all that
though,
hanging
Adrian?
Out. Y'all ain't got time for that. It's summertime.
How's she look?
I'm telling you, Roxy got a lot of junk in her backyard, for real. But, you know, I'm definitely trying to hit, smash, eat, do whatever I need to do, because shorty does look right.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm getting old. You know how I know I'm getting old? Because
right.
When he said junk in his backyard, I was like, damn, she got a junkie backyard?
I thought the same thing. I was like, damn, that house is disgusting.
I forgot. I didn't even think he was talking about ass. I'm so sorry.
But you ain't say her face yet. We asked you twice how she looked, and you just keep talking about her ass.
Nah, her face looked right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, you know, her ass looked even better. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
and she said you got good penis. A friend of hers told her that you got good penis, man.
So she's in.
So you got good recommendations, okay?
He's in.
Yeah, they do call me Little Man Dingo.
All right, okay.
All right.
The Carfax is checked out.
Oh, man.
You got good Yelp reviews on your penis.
Man. All right.
I wish you the best. Everybody stay protected, okay?
All right, Little Man Dingo.
Make sure you wear condoms and all that good stuff, all right?
All right, Pee Wee Man Dingo.
But if he's not as good as your friend said he is, are you going to call back and tell us?
No, I'm going back to her, and I'm going to tell her she a liar.
Damn.
Wow, yeah, making you add to your body count for no reason.
You don't got to worry about that.
All right.
You don't have to worry about that.
Well, you guys enjoy and wear protection. Thank you for calling. Roxy, we appreciate you, and you too, Little Man Dingo.
Yeah, have a good one.
All righty, guys. All right, well, shoot your shot. It seems like it worked out. Everybody's happy. Seems like she's going to get her penis, and he's going to get the smash.
It's all fair in loving penis.
All right. When we come back, we got the rumor report. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, man. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
Hey, listen, I need
Angela
to say
Charlamagne Tha God.
No, I'm not. Not today, anyway. But I want to say that Macklemore is 35 today, and Felicia Rashad is 70, and Macklemore looks way older than Felicia Rashad. Let's start the rumors.
All right.
He said, let's start.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Angela Yee will be back tomorrow. I should have paid attention when they was telling me what to talk about. All right, let's talk about Charles Barkley. Now, Charles Barkley was on Family Feud. You know they're doing Celebrity Family Feud right now. And he had a very interesting answer to a question.
If a man's zipper breaks at church, what might he use to cover it up?
A child.
Wow.
Whoa!
A what?
A child!
The man gonna get us locked up.
Wait.
Oh, I met a baby!
No, way.
I'm lost, bro.
And he tried to fix it.
I'm lost, man.
He said, I meant a baby.
I'm going to tell you something. Every time Angela Yee is not here, you do some dumbass rumor about Family Feud. Like, bro, if you want people to watch Family Feud, just tell them watch Family Feud. I watch Family Feud.
All right.
That's actually background TV in my house.
Let me be honest.
Like what?
I want to be on Family Feud.
Well, just say that. You want me to hit Uncle Steve for you, man?
Yes.
I'm going to hit Steve for you and say, Steve, my co-host Envy and his family want to be on Family Feud.
That's right. I want to be on Family Feud.
Salute to the OG Steve Harvey. Drop on a clues bomb for Steve Harvey. Matter of fact, y'all tweet Steve Harvey and tell Steve Harvey that at DJ Envy from the Breakfast Club wants to be on Family Feud, and Charlamagne going to hit him about it because he is tired. Charlamagne is tired of DJ Envy playing dumbass Family Feud clips and rumor report for no reason. That's not a rumor. We saw the show. We know Charles Barkley was on there. Just like the other day, we know the Kardashians was on there. There's no rumors involved in that.
I enjoy it.
Move on to something else.
That's how I watch it every day.
All right.
All right. Now let's talk about the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Of course, it was hosted by Tiffany Haddish.
Dropping the clues bombs with Queen Tiffany Haddish. Did a phenomenal job last night.
She opened up the monologue and she talked about the Kardashians a little bit.
I'm always excited to see the Kardashians. That family is basically the Star Wars franchise, okay? They make a ton of money. A new one's always popping up. And they're ruled by a bossy overlord who sleeps in a mask and she loves black men.
Let the record show Kris Jenner was sitting front row, dead and center when that joke was delivered.
Now
to her mask.
You were there yesterday and you gave out an award.
I wasn't there yesterday. I was there Saturday.
Saturday and you gave out an award. What was the award?
Who did it go to? I presented an award for best reality show. I went to the Kardashians, actually.
All right. Well, so we don't have that audio, so do it for us now. Stop the music. Go ahead. And to the stage, Charlamagne the God.
Don't even remember. Oh, matter of fact, I do remember. My line was, if it wasn't for reality shows, life would be way boring or something like that. Something to that effect.
Keep going. And the award?
That's all. Too? And then Holly said her part, then Lil Yachty said his part. And then I said, well, then Holly said, and the winner is, and then I said, keeping up with the Kardashians.
That didn't seem like greatness to me.
It wasn't at all.
Oh, my
gosh. I wanted to say, you know, if it wasn't for reality shows, strippers wouldn't have another career option.
That's what you should have said.
The standards nix
that. That's what you should have said. All right. Know. Now, Michael B. Jordan, he picked up an award. Let's go to his speech.
I'm shocked that I won this award for best villain. You know, I thought for sure Roseanne had that in the bag, you know?
By the way, that's the first time we ever heard Michael B. Jordan insult a white woman. Let's put that on record. Never heard Michael B. Jordan insult a white woman ever.
My goodness.
All right. Drop on the clues bombs with Michael B. Jordan. Finally rebelling against white women.
My goodness. And also Chadwick Boseman, he picked up an award as well, but he did something very, very nice.
Receiving an award for playing a superhero is amazing, but it's even greater to acknowledge the heroes that we have in real life. James Shaw Jr., where are you stand? You didn't even know we were about to do this, did you? If you don't know James Shaw Jr., he fought off a gunman in Antioch, Tennessee at a Waffle House. He saved lives. Come on up here. This is going to live at your house.
That was dope.
First of all, dropping the clues bombs for Chadwick Boseman, my South Carolina brethren. That's my guy. And salute to James. You know, I like James a lot, man. Every time I see James, he's very well dressed. And, you know, we communicate a lot. I actually donated money to his GoFundMe campaign when he was trying to raise money for the funerals of the people in Waffle House. But when I saw him Saturday, I said, oh, shoot, I feel safe already seeing you in here. I know if something go down, we good. James looked at me and said, you only get one of those a lifetime, player.
So it's a wrap. That's all
you
got.
You only get one of those a lifetime, my guy.
My goodness. All right. Well, that is your rumor report, Angela Yee. We'll be back tomorrow. Revolt, we'll see you guys later. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. 800-585-1051. I know a lot of you don't know XXX, his music, so we're going to get his music on to start the mix off, right? So 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.